Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a preview of what you'll hear on this episode of Beyond the Wheel.
You load your profile one time in the app when you create your account. You're going to tell me who you are, what you drive, or what you're camping. And now, even if you're camping in a cabin, you can do that because we offer all vertical stays now. You're going to tell us how you pay for things through a secure pathway to our payment system. And then any memberships that you may have, whether it's Good Sam, FMCA, military, anything like this. And if those parks offer those discounts in the app and it shakes hands, it will give you that correct discount, just as if you're standing at the counter.
Now enjoy the show.
You are listening to Beyond the Wheel, a podcast about the people and ideas that drive the RV community forward.
Looking to get out there and stay out there? Battleborne Batteries lithium ion batteries are here to power your RV, marine, and off-grid adventures. Designed as an easy drop-in replacement for traditional lead-acid batteries, these reliable solutions have 2 to 3 times the power, charge 5 times faster, are a fifth of the weight, and last 10 times longer. Offered in a variety of models in unique sizes and shapes, ranging from 50 amp hour to a robust 270 amp hour, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Battleborne batteries are built to fit your needs and power your experiences. On the road, on the water, and off the grid, reliable power is here. Check them out at battlebornbatteries.com. Today, we are speaking with Terry from Spot Tonight. Terry is the founder and CEO of the company, and he plans on solving a major pain point for RVers. Spot Tonight allows you to find and book a campsite from your phone via their app or from a desktop computer. If you've ever tried to book a campground, you know the frustrations of writing an email or leaving a voicemail with a campground, only for it to never be responded to. Well, with Spot Tonight, you can say goodbye to those days as their software allows for real-time availability, letting you book a campsite with confidence. Well, that's enough of me. Let's get Terry on here and get this show started.
Hi, Terry. Welcome to the show. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Spot Tonight?
Yeah, sure can. Thanks for having me on the show here today. It's always exciting to get a chance to talk about Spot Tonight with groups of travelers and to basically go through how we came up with the idea to alleviate all of the pain points in booking. And I am the CEO and co-founder of Spot Tonight, and along with my son-in-law, Sam, who is the other co-founder and COO, we came up with the idea for Spot Tonight.
So family business, Sean and I always appreciate when we get to talk to family businesses. How would you describe what Spot Tonight is?
I would say Spot Tonight is a technical milestone in the era of campground reservations. Because I think once people realize how incredibly easy that we have made to locate reservations and real-time visibility with immediate booking in the app, they will be amazed at that. Heretofore, as you guys know with your travel experience, the typical pattern was, I want to go out west, let me find a place. Oh, this looks like a good city. Let me Google RV spots near there. And then I got to start calling. And that's where people, parks, maybe they're busy, they don't answer the phone, they take a while to call back, or they ask you multiple times what type of rig you're trying to place. And so using the list of problems that we encountered, we decided we could do better.
Yeah, this, I believe, is a major, major pain point for RVers, for the industry, for everybody on both ends. I believe it's a problem for both ends, the campgrounds, as well as us, the RVers. I think this is great that you guys are in this market.
Yeah, most definitely. And like you said, you know, family business, I'm a four-time RV owner. I think we were on RV number 3 at that time. And literally We wanted to go camping, and I handed him my phone. I said, look, I've got a collection of icons on here. Just start playing around and see what you find. And after we soon realized how painful that was, we figured we could do better. And many times, quite honestly, my wife would come in and say, okay, let's go somewhere. Well, let's go tonight. I'm getting off early, you know, and it just doesn't work that way, or it didn't at that time. So we had the aha moment. We bounced it off some great friends that that my son-in-law had and daughter. And actually Mike is actually our chief tech officer now, and he, our chief product guy. And he really just really nailed it, I think, on taking away the pain points and studies the analysis of it. My part is kind of funny. Literally, it was Sam and I in the beginning. I've got my credit card. I'm reviewing reservation systems. I'm calling Australia at night, booking and buying a developer kit. Then I'm sitting on GoDaddy.com trying to find a good catchy name. And then I felt like we were off to the races. And that was the aha moment was in 2019. And I think really in 2021 early for the RV Super Show we launched, you know, had a handful of parks at that time. I think, you know, if I said 12 and a demonstration PowerPoint kit, that was probably a minimally viable product.
So you went from nothing, just an idea, to actually to something in 2 years?
Yeah, the largest OTA. No, from my, let's see, where are we at? 2019 was the moment, and here we are, 24. So really, I'd say 4 years we've been going at it, you know, in earnest. But yeah, basically, that's it. From nothing. There was nobody else doing it. My conversation with the reservation company that I was looking at, which was the very first one, and I chose them. We chose them, Sam and I. Sam did his homework as well, and we saw that they had an open architecture for API integrations and a developer kit. And they asked me, what do you want to do? And I explained that, and he said, you know, I think that's been tried, but no one's been successful or whatever. We know it hurts. It's painful right now. So I think we can do better. And we were off to the races, and I literally remember calling, because everything was cold call, right? I called the first park. I'll never forget. It was Castle Gate out in Helper, Utah. Good friend of mine out there that I've, you know, now, he's not there anymore since sold it. But Tom says, Terry, this is a great idea. I said, well, I think so. He says, how many parks do you have? I said, Tom, you're number one. He says, really? I said, yeah. I said, but Tom, he said, what's that? I said, you'll always be number one. And he said, how could I turn that down? So indeed, he was the first park in spot tonight. He since sold it, and we remain in touch. But, you know, just because he took a chance, and I think he was kind of like, you know, like you said, you know, recognize the family business and the bootstrap. We are friends and family funded with a very close knit external to that group for the investment rounds, but it really is a family business, and that's the way we intend to keep it, you know. So
how many campgrounds or locations do you have now, and how do you go about expanding?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So again, like you heard, we started out, I think we had like 12, and you know, my numbers may be a little bit off, give or take a few. I think the next year I used Tampa, Florida RV Super Show kind of as my birthday, because I remember 12, I kind of remember 40. I think we were like 70 something, somewhere around there, close to five. And then this year we were close to 1,100 parks.
Wow.
In the hopper. It's all about winning confidence with the parks, letting them see that we are indeed a, you know, neutral booking agent. We are not controlled by a competing reservation system. We work for the good of all. And let's face it, I mean, I really say that we are offering an extremely easy pathway to get what we all want. And the traveler wants a reservation, the campground wants a reservation, the reservation company wants a reservation, and we want a reservation. And so I really think that through our coordinated efforts, we were able to facilitate a platform through these integrations that literally puts the traveler in command of that, where you load your, as you saw, you load your profile one time in the app when you create your account. And like when I talk about it at the shows, you know, you're going to tell me who you are, what you drive, or what you're camping. And now, even if you're camping in a cabin, you can do that because we offer all vertical stays now, our tent. You're going to tell us how you pay for things through a secure pathway to our payment system. And then any memberships that you may have, whether it's Good Sam, FMCA, military, anything like this. And if those parks offer those discounts in the app and it shakes hands, it will give you that correct discount, just as if you're standing at the counter and you're pulling the cards out and they say, hey, I'm going to give you this one because it's 15%. And this is only 5%. So the logic that we put in when we were dry running, it was us standing there flowing this out, playing check-in at counters at the kitchen table and things so that we could think through this to get it just right.
Yeah, Terry, I actually went on the website and I did a couple little like mock-up pretend bookings. And I got to say, the thing that I like the most is that no matter which campground I would choose through your program, it was always the same process. Whereas if I were trying to do this on my own and contacting these guys, they all have a different process. Some want an email, some want a phone call. I like that when I went to your site, everything was the same. It was comforting that way.
Well, thank you. I tell you, the two guys behind that's Mike Perrone and Joel Garcia. Joel is our chief tech guy, Mike's chief product, like I said, and they really lead the teams that bring the magic into this so that we can produce that. And basically, as you saw, you're only going to tell me that you have a 24-foot Class C with passenger slide outs one time. You're not going to have to tell me that again. You're going to confirm it in a sequence because we have learned that people do change their RVs from time to time. Maybe they are doing a rental because they want to do a bigger one this time than they did last time and so forth. Or maybe they're bringing their dog this time, or maybe they're bringing more family or less than they usually do. So we will have those types of prompts before you go into the booking sequence. But just as you said, it's always going to be the same. And I like to casually kind of refer to that as, you know, it's the Amazon experience, right? Where every time you're going into thousands of stores, you're dealing with the same checkout clerk. You know exactly where everything goes. You have a high degree of confidence that if something doesn't go right, you can call someone. We maintain a customer service desk that's manned by full-time RV operators right here in the USA. So if you say, hey, I pulled in and, you know, it's only a 50 amp and I can do 30, but I don't have my dongle or whatever. And they understand all of that. They understand all of that. They've been there. So, and particularly now with a lot of new campers, it's extremely helpful to have, I think, peace of mind when you're on the road. It's almost like having a dispatcher, you know, at night for you when you're traveling.
So it sounds like a great convenience for the customer side. Do the customers have to, like, do they get a membership to Spot Tonight, or can anybody go on and make reservations? How does that work?
Yep, absolutely. No membership required. Anybody can use it. We do charge a convenience fee straight out, but you will have an opportunity to join the membership because, again, at what I learned from the travelers at the RV shows, people are custom and they want a membership. Like, let me just pay once. I love this. I'm going to use it for, you know, we travel 14 days out of the year or, you know, 30 days out of the year or even more. And I don't want you to, you know, nickel and dime me on each one. What do I have to pay? So we launched a membership at Tampa. It is $59.99 for the year, unlimited bookings, and it saves your profile and it'll tell you how much you saved each time with that. So it's really quite easy to see, you know, your savings add up when you're using it a lot like that. Now let's talk about the number of campgrounds because you asked about that earlier. I should mention that, of course, the average traveler, unless they read the very fine print at the bottom of their website or email, they typically really don't know what reservation systems they're using. And so that was kind of the obstacle we were up against, right? There's so many different reservation systems and each one of them have their loyal campground customers. And so we're fortunate that now through our partnership with these reservation companies that their parks say, you know, they know us, we've got brand recognition now, we've built a spot for us there basically in the industry as reputable partners for them. And so, yeah, they call us, we do training with the parks for them, we do in-services, we do YouTube presentations for those reservation companies. We work with the actual front desk employees. We have reference guides we send them. We even send out marketing tips to the parks. You know, if they're a smaller park, maybe they don't have a big marketing department. Our team and the marketing side has put together just some quick tips for these parks that say, hey, this is how to list your Google address. This is how to do a little Facebook page and things like that. And so it's pretty exciting, I think, that we can offer that. I think I addressed it pretty much on the traveler side, but again, they can reach out to us. We do offer that for the members, kind of a concierge level booking, because so many people are really intimidated by the internet. They're not comfortable in that space. You know, if you look at the generations that use some of the different RV types, I can pretty much tell you what they're going to load in their profile. So we're glad that we can help that. And we have built a dashboard on our side that really caters to that and helps us do that.
And you had mentioned helping the campgrounds with marketing, but I would imagine just the campground being part of your program helps them, because you guys do have, you know, I can go on there and type in my location and it'll come up and show me the campgrounds that are nearby. I feel like that's easy marketing for them right there.
It is. And we do a lot of social media. We have a full social media team that will produce content and publish it. And if they're running special events, they can let us know, because we really want to communicate that to our travelers. There's a lot going on, obviously, coming up with the eclipse in April. So we're doing a lot along the lines of eclipse. So we actually have a park identifier that you can set on your amenities for Eclipse 2024 viewing, and it will show you those parks that are in some form of pathway. It doesn't give you a lot of times in the text, it will say, okay, we've got 3.75 minutes of viewing here or whatever. It'll tell you that. But most of the eclipse chasers, they know where they're going. They know what pathway they want. They know what Latin long they want to be at, right?
So on the park side, Terry, I know you had mentioned that you go out or somehow provide training to the campgrounds on your system, but can you tell us a little bit more, like how does a campground get involved? Do they reach out to you? Do you reach out to them? How does all that work?
Sure. They can simply contact us through the website at partners.spot2nite.com. There's a lot of tools right there immediately available. One of which I really like is the earnings calculator, that they can apply their park space and size or their average daily rate, and those numbers are calculated. There's a pretty robust spreadsheet under there that drives those estimates, and they can certainly call us. And we do go to shows, typically two different types of shows. We go to the campground shows, like the state associations, the National OHI, so that we can talk tech with the parks and whatnot. And then, of course, the consumer shows, whether it's Hershey or the Florida RV Super Show. We're looking at some out west now. We haven't been to Quartzsite yet because it's so close on the heels of the Florida show that we're going to split some teams and try to do some of the other. And then rallies. We want to know about rallies. So if there's listeners that are having a big rally or something like that with a different one, and they either want us to come up there, we could certainly take a look at that and give it some weight. And we can also maybe send some bling or even do a video presentation for them, you know, if they have that capability. We like doing that. During COVID, we did some of those and it worked out quite effective. There's a lot of traveling groups in North America, you know, just friends and family that they all have RVs and they want to get together and talk about things. And they're all a great use case for us.
Yeah, it's a great community. Terry, one thing I didn't notice, and you can help clarify for me. So when I was using your program, I was doing it on a desktop only. Do you also have, could somebody do it from a phone as well?
Absolutely. We have an Android platform version. We have an iOS version. You can run it from the phone in a web browser, or you can download the apps. It's extremely friendly. Now, I will tell you, I always like people to work at it on their desktop to get started, or on the web version, because it's all the bells and whistles. You know, it really is. There's not much difference between the two, but there's a few things that are still a little bit in development coming out that will enhance that right along there.
Okay. And a little behind the scenes, when you're developing apps for, like you said, iOS or for Android, they're not the same, correct? It's two separate apps.
I was rather naive to all of that. And I thought, well, because I had my Apple phone, a lot of people had Apple phones, let's do Apple first. So we really did what a lot of people said, wow, you did the hard thing first. We didn't even have a website for the longest. It was just the Apple product, which runs on an iPad. But our dev team, again, I tell you, our guys are just phenomenal. They were concurrently developing the Android version. And so it was very close to that. And then that's when I realized the huge market share that the Android platform has. And so that is out. But the website came out pretty much about the same time. And the website has morphed over the years pretty consistently in the same version. But of course, we had a lot of features. Like now we have the membership platform. We have the shopping cart that came out kind of a part of a sequential build to things that we needed to do so that we could have a shopping cart where you could do your trip planning, such as our coordination with AI, that we could do the rollout, as we did in November, of cabins, yurts, and tents. So maybe you're booking, let's just say you're making a trip somewhere and you're traveling along, and over on this leg, your in-laws want to drive 20 minutes to stay with you. That's closest campground. So, hey, look, I'll get you a cabin. You can actually put the cabin in your cart for that. And it all builds out an order of multiple locations and spots. So, and that all works out really well.
I do have a quick follow-up, Terry. When people are using the app or the desktop, is there a way to save, I guess you would call them favorites? You know, I went to that campground. I really enjoyed it. I want to remember it if I ever come through this area. Can they save it as a favorite?
Absolutely. There's a small heart icon in the top right screen, and you can click it. And if you don't have a trip board started at all, it will prompt you to start a trip board. Like I have several in mine that range from anywhere. It's like my Florida trip or my Utah trip, wherever. And as I look at all the parks, I just tap it and then put it into there. You also have the ability within the app to share that park. So let's say you're coordinating, you know, with your best friends and whatever and say, hey, look, I just found this in Spot Tonight. They will get they can get an SMS share on that through your app. Hit the link. If they don't have Spot Tonight, of course, it'll prompt them to load it, but they can immediately book as well. Right. So, and it doesn't book on your account. Obviously, they have to create an account. But it's all about sharing that. When we were doing our original kind of branding and all this, everybody that we could think of got an email query from our advertising company we're using at the time. And really it came together that really our motto should really be we go together, you know, because we're family. I guess now as we say that we're all living on the same street, same town, just about. It kind of was a precursor to that, how smart they were. But it's true. So I think that the ability to share those camping lists and those campgrounds in the app was so critical, I think, to where people say, wow, look at that. It's right there, you know, and we can book it.
Yeah, that's cool.
And now you've mentioned AI a couple of times since we've been talking, and you guys are now working with Adventure Genie, which is an AI RV travel service designed to help RVers spend more time traveling and less time planning. So it seems like a great fit for that partnership. How did that come about?
It is. And we had a mutual friend that basically brought us together. And, you know, Adventure Genie, I think, was really the way out in front in this arena on applying the power of AI into trip planning, which, you know, all of these tools, I think, really are phenomenal because I'll just use the word that a traveler wrote back to me and says, they said, wow, you just gave me back my Sunday afternoon. Because that's when they were doing it. But to take a tool like Adventure Genie combined with availability and immediate booking that Spot Tonight has, now you're starting to build the platform there that can say, hey, to see this, you need to go this way. And I would go this way because I know that there's campgrounds available here and we can book them through there. So it's, you know, as you kind of start to evolve that whole AI world, I think is really the future is going to really be something, I think, for planning. You're always going to have people in campgrounds, and I always say this, I just got to pull I have a little visual aid that will be booking on sticky pads.
Yes.
And it's hard to integrate sticky pads, right? It's very hard to integrate. I've tried. I mean, I've got different colors. They don't go together really well, you know, so it's very hard to integrate sticky pads. But those systems and travelers that embrace the technology and get squared away that we're extremely patient. You know, I had another traveler speak so highly of Emily. She's our traveler support manager. And they said, thanks, praise God for Emily. My children would have hung up on me a long time ago. So these are real stories, you know, and it warms my heart because I think we're accomplishing the goal, which was real-time visibility and immediate booking. You know, Sean, we were sharing our story about military time together, and those are true military words, right? Real-time visibility. If you can't provide it to me in real time, it's not much value. It's just like driving down the interstate. We've probably all been there. Find me a place. Okay. Oh, there's one. Oh, look, there goes one. Okay, look, call them. Then they finally call you back. Well, I'm an hour down the road now. Yeah. I'm not coming back. Sorry, I'm so sorry. We were putting propane in. Or the campground puts you on hold for $1,100 reservation while they sell a $250 s'mores kit, you know, at the store. So it's,
yeah,
we've all been there. And again, as a service to the parks, I mean, we can alleviate a lot of pain points for them. And we mentioned earlier, you know, we don't charge the parks, right? Okay. We how do we service the parks? We do this because I really am committed to the fact that I know for me, it's a convenience. I think nothing about jumping on another booking platform and getting a room in a city that I don't know anything about. And it's a service that I'm willing to pay for because I quite honestly don't have the time to sit there and play Google Hotels in New Orleans, you know, and call them all. I just pull out the app. And I think that's really the way it's evolved to for us, you know.
Yeah. And I think often too, when you email or call these places and they don't call you back or they don't email you back, I think a lot of times is maybe they're full and they're like, well, we're full, so there's no sense. Yeah. Why bother type of thing. Meanwhile, you're wondering, oh, will I be able to stay there or not? I mean, I think that happens way too often.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we should probably touch on that just a second then on that booking sequence, if you guys don't mind. When you pick the app and you're searching, you built your profile, you find your park, you load it in, you swipe to book, you know, or it goes to your cart and then you book. It will always tell you your fees, anything like that. It'll give you the opportunity to do a membership there and Spot Tonight, so forth, so on. But as soon as you book it, it fires off. You get a confirmation email from us. We see it flow across here. The traveler support team sees it. Everybody's in check. We all know about it. And it's a reservation. It is a confirmed reservation. We have a number from them. All of our travelers call us. They never have to deal with the park. We own our travelers. I just tell them that. We own the travelers. You know, we're here to help. We take ownership of that. We're not going to put you out on a dark road somewhere where you can't get help. And that's what we're here for. And so it's a whole booking sequence. So travelers can expect a confirmation email from us. If they have any questions, they can call our toll-free number that's listed there and then get us on the website. They can open a ticket. We have a great ticketing system that is very responsive for us. It's been fantastic for us. Our toll-free number is shared by the team. Everybody sees the traffic. So we all jump on it and find out what's going on and help them out. So,
The other end, on the campground end, let's say they have somebody drive up and they have a spot and they book that spot for that person for the night. How quick is it instantaneous that you guys see that spot is now taken?
Oh yeah, because we're sharing real-time data with them, right? So typically, so we started the company name Spot Tonight. I've often said I should probably call it Spot Tonight and Beyond because we really go as far forward as the reservation systems let us. There are parks that do not allow same day arrivals. It's our same day bookings. It's not so much they're afraid of the technology. What they don't want are people arriving in the dark and risking damage to their RV or the campground or their neighbors. So they would prefer that travelers don't arrive in the dark. And I'm, for one, that I don't like to arrive in the dark. So I generally, you know, unless I'm going to just roadside it until daylight or whatever. Yeah. Some parks, campgrounds will have a staging lane in the front of their gate where people, if they get in late and have a reservation, they can dry camp there. And there's always information like that. We share a lot of information with the travelers. But yes, it's all instantaneous. There's no double bookings because of the technology, right? We're all looking at a shared database. So that's the secret of that versus I think the calendars, you know, in the paper method, it's almost virtually impossible to have a double booking. The campgrounds would choose a reservation system based on the marketing by the reservation companies, right? And the features that they're looking for, right? They pick the system that meets their requirements. And so we're happy to say that, you know, we try to integrate with all of them. But the reservation company is the first one where we have to start with. And we say, you know, we want to do an integration, so forth, so on. And then once we get the integration done, then we're off to the races, and then we can start onboarding the parks for them.
Okay.
And we get parks that call us up and they say, hey, we're moving reservation systems, and I was on your partner page. I just want to check that you're still with these listed here. And yes, indeed. And so then they kind of narrows them down, because again, it takes some of the pain points off for them.
Are most of your campgrounds that you have on Spot Tonight, are they like the single owner campgrounds, or are they?
I would say probably 50-50, maybe 75-25 towards group ownership. You know, there's a gold rush right now in campgrounds, right? So a lot of the single owners are saying, hey, this is my time, I'm out, tap out, and they pay out and they get bought by groups. I'm often work with a lot of groups that are asking me, hey, if you talk to anybody that's looking to buy a park, please send them my way, because we're looking to be in that area. And so it's pretty easy like that. Now, the large groups, they're great to work with. They have full marketing teams. They value the integrations. They're all about customer service. They help us out. And the smaller parks, we're kind of a force multiplier for them, right? They may be the owner working the desk after he gets in from running the garbage round. And so once I meet with them and show them, I've actually had a park owner say, I use my app on my golf cart in the morning so I can see what it looks like coming in. I can see what my vacancies are, because we provide them that availability to see that. Most all the parks do let us display a real-time map, so you can book by spot. We don't do a site lock fee. We don't have that in there. It's always hey, if the park has to move you, they're probably going to upgrade you. But yes, you can put in a request and do it. Many of them, of course, still do just category booking, and they always generally try to work with us. Of course, they're trying to optimize their software's doing logic to keep everything flowing and moving and optimize it. But
I personally like the site lock idea, because I travel with our small dog, and I would always try to pick a corner spot if I could, just to give her a little bit of that grass space. So that's great that you have that map. I think that's really cool. I wanted to go back to Adventure Genie for a moment, though. If somebody's on the Adventure Genie app and they're about to book a campground, does the Adventure Genie, for lack of a better word, push them to your site and that's how they are booking it? Or is the Adventure Genie app using your site to book it for them?
Right now, they're jumping out to our site, basically, in there. We have multiple integrations underway in different stages of development, to where we're closing the seams and it's going to all be seamless. So everything that you see today in multiple platform and partner platforms, I would say within the next 6 to 9 months will be very seamless. You know, it's kind of like getting to, you know, open a campground, I would imagine, right? First, you got to cut the trees down. You got to put some gravel access roads in. Then you kind of start laying the foundation and then go from there. And that's kind of what we had to do. Remember, again, nobody was doing this, right? So we had to work on those integrations and get them in there and show reproducible accuracy on availability and rates and so forth and so on.
It sounds to me like it's working, because I feel as if you are growing at a very fast rate. Your campground locations are expanding quickly.
Yeah, we basically 2x'd our campgrounds this past year, adding nearly 500 in 1 year, which was phenomenal. I really believe by next Florida RV Super Show, I'm going to say we did it again. I feel like that we're just, I mean, let's just face it. I mean, my gosh, this today, holiday weekend, our reservations and check-ins on Friday were off the charts. We're set for one of our busiest camping months here in February that I think we've ever had. So people are hearing about us, seeing us at shows. Podcasts are extremely effective for us. And I can't thank you enough for having me the opportunity to be on here. And then we always ask that, hey, tell your friends, you know, that we're here to help you, and, you know, good family friendly company, you know, like I said, it just works. It works. I get frustrated. I'm in a lot of social groups, right? Like social media groups, and I'm always looking for the next RV. So I'm in all of these different state groups or vehicle specific groups, and I'll see someone, gosh, I'm behind the power curve. I want to camp this weekend, but I miss the data, you know, and so forth, so on. What, I don't know what's left. And I just do a screenshot of the state and I post it and I say, here, in spot tonight, just have at it. And you know, and then it's like, wow. And you know, and you guys know for sure, right? I always say there's like two types of campers, right? There's mission camping, where you got to be there. You got a graduation, a baptism, birthday. And so you can really do a weekend at pretty much any campground, right? But it's got to be close to that house. Or then it's just like, I don't really care. I want to see Utah. And so let's just throw that into Adventure Genie. Take me around Utah, for instance, which is what I played with here on some of it, you know, when I was looking at a Utah trip last year, and just say, let's just see it. And then I'm a little bit more open. I have more versatility. I will say this also, I forgot to ring that because those features come out so quick. We just are rolling out in the membership, or rather Spot Tonight Plus, you can actually put a filter for different types of parks that offer your particular discount. So let's say you are a Good Sam member, or you are an FMCA member, or a military veteran, or first responder, or law enforcement. There are many parks. And if, again, they have to list that in their park profile to get a match, so that you know you're going into a, you know, someone that honors your discount. So not every park offers discounts online, right? And I think it's because they want to see the card. And so we've worked with parks. So if you get there and you don't have, you know, and you show your military ID, oftentimes they will send us a note and we'll do a refund back to you for their discount that they adjusted the rate for. Because we use the rate that they give us on the integration. So that's always worked out very well for us there. We offer those discounts on ones that work with us, you know, I mean, work with us as far as the logic. It really is the parks that choose to offer that. We just facilitate that between the travelers, right? It's really a feature that I think our travelers love that we can do that. So,
if a campground decides they want to come onto your platform, how long does it take to onboard them?
Oh, generally, and it depends. Now, let's just assume that they're using one of those systems that we're connected to, right? Generally, we start that process and we can have them onboarded inside of 1 to 2 weeks, can have them live. It's that quick. We have teams that do all of the cartography, the map work, the text information. It's a sequential process where they have to authorize the integration on their side. So they have to do just a little bit of work on their console that says, connect me to Spot Tonight, and I want to offer these groups. Here's, you know, I want to batch these sites or these cabins, and I want this rate. Boom. And then the reservation system will issue our access to that. And then we ingest all of that, and then we make it pretty. And then, boom, as soon as I fire the button off, everything's live. So as you can imagine, my favorite lists are quite lengthy, because I look at every park before we launch. So I'm like, wow, look at these pictures. This is beautiful. You know, it's like, this is great. I got to go there.
From what you were saying earlier, Terry, it sounds like then this partnership that you're doing with Adventure Genie is not a temporary partnership, because it sounds like you are working towards getting it like a well-oiled machine or very integrated. So this isn't like a trial basis for you guys. You guys are...
Obviously, like I said earlier, it takes a little bit to get all the integrations, I think, to the point. And we have to be constantly evolving, right? So we're always looking at the tech. And I would really say it's particularly true with the AI platform like Adventure Genie, right? Because that whole technology is evolving. Who knows what the world of the AI is going to, where that's going to be. I mean, I know Scott and the guys know where it's going to be and what it looks like and everything. So we follow their lead and build in their platform there along in there. But yes, all of our relationships, you know, when we launch and go into them there, we are always adjusting and flexing and responding. And if you started a new reservation, discount, company, club, or whatever, you know, and then you're recruiting it to your parks, we're going to load it here as soon as parks say, hey, boom. And we have that technology in there to do that. I think in business, that's a good thing, right? You've got to flex. You got to be ready to flex. I always say that when you embrace change, you know, if you don't change, then next thing you know, you become obsolete. I think that that's really just natural evolution, especially in the tech world and the travelers. I mean, look at the technology in those RVs now. My gosh, and they're pretty savvy.
So Terry, what are you most excited for a new customer of yours to experience with your program?
I enjoy doing the demos in the booth. So I go to the shows and I generally come home without a voice because I give so many demos. I particularly enjoy seeing their face light up when I tell them, they generally approach the booth. This is how it goes down. I'm going to tell you, well, what is this, an app or whatever? But we don't need any help. Okay. Where's a hard spot that you can't find reservations? Okay. Then they give me a city and I load it in. And of course, remember I told you, we're going to double check your rig. So I go in there and I load in their 40-foot rig or whatever. And then poop, all of a sudden, all the dots start lighting up on the map. And then when I grab the map, as you saw, and I expand it out, and more of them come in there, they really have the aha moment. And then that's when they're starting to talk about, how do I join Spot Tonight Plus? Because really, it's that easy to use. And that's, for me, that is the most exciting part, I think, is getting the people to have the aha moment, like I did, because it's just that easy.
Let's say somebody's listening right now, and they want to learn more about Spot Tonight. Is the best place to go is to your website? There's lots of demo information and things like that on
Absolutely.
There.
Yeah, and I would tell people, don't overthink it. It's incredibly easy. I've seen people try to overthink the technology, right? But if you go there, just put in where you want to go and play with the dates. And you got to tell me a rig, right? I got to know what I'm trying to place. That's a something I can't probably emphasize enough, is that we have to know what you're bringing to the campground so that we can place it, because our technology is that fine. Also tell travelers in the demos to keep the requirements simple, like water, electric, sewer, maybe Wi-Fi. Don't put bocce ball or pickleball just yet. Hold off on that, okay? Until you understand how powerful it is. And then go up to park amenities and start clicking whether it's Eclipse 2024, pickleball, or whatever, because all of that will then start to filter those results for you. And like I said, if you do the Spot Tonight Plus, you can then put, hey, I'd really like to see, are there any that do a military discount, or I'm a Good Sam guy also, can I do it right here? Boom, 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 and they start put all of that. So yeah, don't overthink it. Tell me what your rig is and just go right there and play. And I actually saw an AI, one of these companies reaches out. They do AI produced training videos to where you don't even have to talk. You tell it what it says. It's like just like we were talking about, right? So I thought, well, we might have to play with that and do some, you know, talking head. You know, don't overthink it. It's going to be exciting. I tell you that, like I said, the future and what you see in all the booking platforms now and the way it's going to evolve and what's coming out. We're on a hard push right now to really bring out as much as we can. We've got, I think, 3 integrations on the board right now that our teams are working all at the same time, 3 or 4. Then there's refinements. We really want to get those out by the camping season start, which is, you know, May, kind of want May, June timeframe. But I'm seeing reservations come in for Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, Christmas lights down here in Natchitoches, Louisiana. They have a huge lights festival, and there's at least 2 or 3 of our parks that are in that immediate area. One of them's my favorites up there, and they actually have spots, and they're listed. Oh, that was a good question. Actually, didn't ask it yet, but usually we do get asked in the booth, do you have state parks? So we don't have state parks just yet, but we do have a lot of other municipal lands like Grand Ecor up there in Natchitoches, Louisiana, that are, you know, are managed by a company that said, I'm not going to reinvent the wheel. I'm just going to take an off-the-shelf technology platform and use it. Well, I get the county programmer to try and build something for us when this works perfect. Fortunately, we get most all of those parks. We've got sports complexes that I can tell you when a baseball or some big thing is going down, because all of a sudden, as soon as the dates are announced, boom, all the reservations start flying off in these sports complexes. So we have a lot of different unique experiences. We do have a great selection of blogs. We have great blog writer, a couple that I've done, and some others that will share a lot of experience for you, for people that are looking for just other thoughts of where else can we take our big brand new RV that we just bought at the RV show, and we just want to go somewhere else. Or if that's the other thing, you know, talking about growth, is our partnership with a lot of the OEM manufacturers is getting our name out. And so let's say you fly and drive, right? You fly up there, you get the RV, they generally let you stay, you know, on their sales lot or somewhere adjacent to it for the shakedown. Then you start your journey home. Well, chances are you probably didn't make reservations because you didn't know you were going to buy that new big rig. You pull out Spot Tonight and start booking and plan your trip and go with it. It's extremely handy. Had a traveler call in this weekend that said he found one of our cards in his rig and wanted to see what the membership was all about. So that was pretty exciting. You know, that's that's where I think it again, it's another pain point removed for the traveler. It's that easy. So
a huge pain point.
Yes. Yes. And oh, and one other, I've come up with all the features. It's just so easy. The map floats with you, right? So if you stop at the gas station, let's say you pull into your favorite big gas station with the funny animal, you're stuck for an hour while you're sitting in the RV and someone else is inside the big store and you can only go another hour. So what's down the road? I'm not going to make it. Start punching that button because that map will zero in on you right there and find spots there.
Yeah, because that big animal doesn't let you stay in their parking lot.
Yeah, imagine that, right? Yeah, they don't. They don't, unless you're waiting for the fudge to come out, right? Or the brisket, or yeah, it's a pretty amazing place.
It is. Terry, I think that's all of our questions for you, unless there was something that you think we might have missed or something that you want to add before we let you go.
I think we covered everything. I would just tell new travelers, go to the webpage, spot2nite.com, play with it, put your information in there. If you get hung up on something, there's a little icon down there. You can reach out to our traveler support team. They will call you back or text you back through there and help you get connected so that you can play with it. If don't, there's no question that's a stupid question. Seriously, I mean, we've all been there, so it's not a problem. Parks, same thing. If you're interested in connecting, they actually have the same phone number, but we have a different, you know, press 2 for park operators, campgrounds, and it goes to a different team that will help them get all loaded in. Park owners shouldn't be afraid to take it on. We don't just give them a website and say, here, build your park. We do everything. Literally, we do everything. Once they commit to connecting there, and, you know, it's just that easy. But, again, most excited to share that information with your viewers and hope to get to see them, you know, come through there and put a note in there or something like that. Let us know where they heard about it or send us a little note at info@spottonight.com if they have any questions or anything like that. Those come across the desk too, and I'll be glad to answer back and help them out.
Thank you, Terry, and I'm excited to try it now.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I always do it. Of course, it's usually what I'm doing when I'm sitting in the car waiting, you know, to see what's around me, what updated here, and, you know, what parks are in the area. We've got a lot of new parks coming on, a lot of groups moving in to move reservation companies during this off season. So we're onboarding all of those. All of the Spacious Guys campgrounds are coming over. So that was really neat. Four Points, which is a big group down here to Louisiana. They come to Louisiana. Arvik group, Sean and his group, they're going to be coming over. So we've got a lot of new groups, the Beyonder camps, all of those are in there. So, of course, Cove Communities, one of our bigger groups, has a lot. RVC Outdoors, and the list just goes on and on. You know, many of those, in fact, were very early adopters.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Appreciate it.
We want to thank Terry for coming on the show. We also want to thank him and his team for working on solving a pain point for RVers. Sometimes trying to get a reservation at a park is almost frustrating enough to cancel the trip. It seems like this tool will help alleviate that frustration as campgrounds get on board. As always, thanks to Battleborne Batteries for being a great sponsor of the show. We could not do it without them. Check out the link in the show notes to see all of the great products they have to make your RV life easier. Lastly, please take the time to leave a rating or review on your podcast platform of choice. These really help the show get recognized by other listeners, which in turn helps us grow. Take care, everyone, and safe travels.
Looking to get out there and stay out there? Battleborne Batteries lithium-ion batteries are here to power your RV, marine, and off-grid adventures.
Designed as an easy drop-in replacement for traditional lead-acid batteries, these reliable solutions have 2 to 3 times the power, charge 5 times faster, are a fifth of the weight, and last 10 times longer. Offered in a variety of models and unique sizes and shapes, ranging from 50 amp hour to a robust 270 amp hour, and backed by a 10-year warranty. Battleborn batteries are built to fit your needs and power your experiences. On the road, on the water, and off the grid, reliable power is here. Check them out at battlebornbatteries.com.
With the complexity of all the systems in an RV, I always say it's not if something's going to break, but a matter of when is something going to break. That is why I think an extended warranty for RVs is so important. We first interviewed wholesale warranties back in 2019 and immediately became impressed with how their policies worked, such as you can take your RV to any licensed repair shop, including mobile repairs. They also have personalized service plans, making sure you are getting the right policy for your needs. And if you think your RV is too old for a policy, you might be surprised to hear that RVs up to 20 years old can still be approved for a policy. That is more age lenient than most RV parks I've stayed at. Go to wholesalewarranties.com/beyondthewheel or click the link down below in our show notes to get your free quote today.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.